The plunge in commodity prices, especially oil, on the international market has affected the growth prospects in the sub-Saharan Africa. Statistics released in the World Bank's Africa's Pulse report indicate that the region grew at an average of 3%, down from the 4.5% in 2014. This is the lowest pace of expansion since 2009. The acting chief economist at the World Bank, Poonam Chunchinpo, speaking via video conference in Accra, said several countries in the region are expected to see moderate growth. She however indicated that countries including Ghana are likely to edge up on the back of the improvement in investor sentiment and the launch of new oil fields, among other things.
The World Bank Africa Pulse report indicates that economic activity in the sub-region slowed down in 2015, with gross domestic growth averaging 3%. This compares to the 4.5% seen in 2014. According to the report, growth forecast for 2016 remains subdued at 3.3%, way below the robust 6.8% growth witnessed between 2003 and 2008. However, this growth rate is projected to pick up in 2017 and 2018 to 4.5%. Speaking via video conference in Accra, the acting chief economist at the World Bank, Poonam Chunchinpo, attributed the dip in growth to the plunge in commodity prices on the world market. She said the external environment confronting the region is expected to remain difficult, hence leaders in the sub-region need to take steps to adjust to a new lower level of commodity prices and address economic vulnerabilities.
The slowdown in growth, you know, the result of sharp drop in commodity prices and several other factors, but not surprisingly, the impact of the commodity price shock was most evident in oil exporters. For example, Nigeria saw a drop in growth from 6.3% in 2014 to under 3% in 2015. Several other oil exporters were hard hit, such as the Republic of Congo and Equatorial Guinea. Activity also weakened significantly in non-energy mineral exporting countries such as Botswana, Sierra Leone, South Africa, and Zambia. As I said earlier, some of this is because of external headwinds and also domestic pressures. However, there were some bright spots of growth. I think the current situation also urgently calls for the need to accelerate structural reforms to boost competitiveness and productivity in the region.
The incoming chief economist, World Bank Albert Zufek, called for measures to broaden the tax net, especially real estate taxation, as other sources of inflow dwindles.
One of the avenues I believe countries should be exploring at this point in time is land and real estate taxation. In most of our countries, land is actually one of the most valuable assets, and most of the time it does escape taxation, and this is certainly probably more than, you know, informal sector is probably more of one of most promising avenues for raising more revenues for governments to maintain the much needed infrastructure programs. Otherwise, we are all going to become very, very cyclical. We need to make sure governments in the fiscal adjustment do not stop all the infrastructure programs.
The report reiterated the need for African countries to undertake institutional reforms for effective planning.